Welcome to the Literary Escape Podcast, the only podcast that serves both readers and authors of historical Christian romance. We read, discuss, and review books in this unique romance subgenre and sprinkle in a few contemporary Christian suspense books. Authors, we bring you writing advice from experienced Christian romance writers. Then we bring both readers and authors together for fun-filled live Q&As. Literary Escape is the one-stop shop for both readers and authors to connect, learn, and grow together. Let's dive into this adventurous episode. Welcome back, everyone. So excited because today we are kicking off our Christmas novella series. So from now until the end of the year, we are going to share novellas from authors that we have featured on the podcast this year. But before I dive in, let's do a few announcements. First of all, December 7th is our last coffee and books event for 2024. So join us from 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for an hour of entertaining book discussion with authors Abby Downey, Jody Basie, and Karen Whitmire. You can sign up for this free event at literaryescape.com/events. And now we're going to move into the Unwavering Faith pre-orders, which opened up last Friday. If you followed along for a while, then you know that I'm only selling my books at our Literary Escape website. And that is because I want to have a direct connection with my readers and ensure that my book sales do not support companies that put funds into organizations that do not align with God's word. And last week I did an episode talking about that a little bit more. So if you want to learn more about why I'm only doing direct sales and why you won't find any of my books on any of the major platforms where you typically get books, then check out last week's video and I'll put a link to that in the show notes for this episode. So I wanted to quickly share how to get my books and any merchandise we have. So what you are going to want to do is you are going to want to head on over to literaryescape.com/shop. And when you do that, you are going to arrive on our shop page. Now, if you are watching the video version of this podcast, then you are going to see me walking through the website. So let me just explain a couple of things real quick. The paperback books and merchandise are currently housed on our online store at literaryescape.com/shop. So when you land there and you scroll down, you should be able to see the different categories there. And then when you scroll, you actually can see all the products. So I'm really, really excited about the products we have. And when you scroll clear down, that is where you can see the paperback for Unwavering Faith. I'm going to dig into those other merchandise items in just a little bit. But I wanted to point out that the ebook and audiobook are housed on our ThriveCart store. So how to get to that is you are going to go to our homepage. Well, even from this shop page, you can get there. So if you click up at the top where it says author Melissa LeSure, you are then going to click on the bottom one that says Unwavering Faith. And that is going to take you to our page featuring the Unwavering Faith novel. And when you scroll down underneath the book cover, you will see a little note that says the ebook and audiobook of Unwavering Faith can be purchased through our store on ThriveCart. So click the button or buttons below to pre-order yours today. So when you click on the pre-order your ebook here, it is going to take you to our ThriveCart store straight to the checkout for you so you can purchase your copy or copies, ebook copies of Unwavering Faith. All right, so here is the checkout page on our ThriveCart store for our ebook. And then I want to just take you back to our website. So it's the same page where you clicked for the ebook, but underneath there, if you're an audiobook person, you can pre-order yours by clicking this link. And again, it's going to pop you into a new tab. And that tab is going to take you straight to our ThriveCart checkout page for the audiobook. Now, I do realize this is a little janky, I guess you could say, because it's not smooth to where you can purchase everything you want in one spot. I am working on a fix for that. But right now, because we use BookFunnel to deliver our ebooks and audiobooks, they don't currently integrate with Squarespace, who hosts our website. So in order to get these books delivered to you electronically and with BookFunnel, who, by the way, does an outstanding job of delivering ebooks and audiobooks, I had to use our ThriveCart store. Now, hang with me. Go ahead and go through the process, but I just wanted you to understand that process. And hopefully very soon I can get things to run a little bit smoother and everything can happen on our store. So I really just want to thank you for your patience and understanding as we work towards an easier checkout process for you. So if you move out to ThriveCart to get your ebook and audiobook, I just want to remind you to come back to our tab, to our store, because we have some merchandise on pre-order. For example, you may have seen some of these. So let me move over back to the shop part of our website here. So I'm really excited. We have a couple of totes here. We have our Unwavering Faith tote with Hebrews 11:1 printed with it. And then we have our Literary Escape logo, which I just think really pops on that black tote. And I'm loving it. We have the Tall Latte mug. And if you watch or listen to the podcast, which if you're listening to this one, you probably do, we like to use latte as a rating for rating different elements in our books. So I just had to have the Tall Latte mug. That features Unwavering Faith and then Literary Escape. And then we have two barista travel mugs with cork bottoms. One, again, has the Unwavering Faith logo on it. And then the other one has the Bounty Brothers logo on it, which I love. My husband said he absolutely loved how that turned out. So excited about that. And then Nikki, who did the cover for Unwavering Faith, also did the t-shirt designs. We have the Bounty Brothers t-shirt, which is a men's t-shirt, and then we have the Unwavering Faith, which is a women's t-shirt, and I just love the color she picked out for both of those. And then, of course, when you scroll down to the bottom, you can get the Unwavering Faith paperback. Now, please note, all of these items are still in pre-order, and you might ask, why do I need to pre-order? Why not just wait till it comes out and then I'll get it? Well, this is our first round of selling each of these items, and pre-orders help us determine how much of the product we need to order so we don't end up with products no one wants, right? And then we're out that money. So any item that does not sell during pre-orders will not remain in our shop. So if you see something you like and want, then go ahead and get that pre-ordered today. And I hope you have a blast shopping on our store, and thank you so much for supporting us as we dive into this new writing market, which is really exciting. Cannot wait to get the book in your hands on February 1st. And now let's dive into our discussion of Christmas Danger by Lynn Shannon.
Danger can lurk in the most innocent of places. Holly Miller is seeking a fresh start. But when she nearly escapes a vicious attack days before Christmas, she's forced to face the truth. Someone is stalking her. Police Chief Aiden James takes pride in protecting the citizens of his hometown. The attack on Holly bothers him more ways than one, especially since the beautiful social worker has slipped past his defenses and into his heart. Can Aiden and Holly stop her stalker before it's too late, or will this Christmas be her last?
Ooh. Okay, so this is by Lynn Shannon, Christmas Danger. I think there was a third one in this one, but we didn't read it.
There is.
Okay, so we've had Lynn Shannon on the show with her. Which series was that coming out of hers?
Triumph over
Adversity series. That's right. Okay, so this is a different town.
Mm-hmm.
What were your thoughts on Holly and Aiden's love adventure.
It was scary. I did read this series first, though, because I'm not a fan of the
oh, yeah. The so you're series. Like, hurry up and get it
yeah,
over.
Yeah, so I hurried up and got them over. So some of the details probably are a little vague to me. But if I remember right, it starts off pretty.
Yeah. It does.
Right into the scare adventure, but it keeps you hooked. So, because you got to hurry up and read it and find out who the bad guy is.
Mm-hmm. You do, yeah. Thoughts?
On what? The book? Or
yeah.
I
mean, that is what we're here to talk about.
No, I thought you were talking about the relationship thing. One question.
Most part of the book.
Right? Yeah. We're just going to give her a hard time today.
No, I can't think a little.
Oh, I had to stop and pause because today, the day we're recording, is one of our little sister's birthdays. So happy birthday, Laura.
Yes,
we love
happy
you.
Birthday.
Oh. Happy birthday, Laura.
Happy birthday.
All right, back to the story.
I know. Okay.
I loved how Holly loved Christmas and she liked to decorate and probably go overboard. And and you see that again in the next book, in the little novella series too, where she's decorating at the police station. And I enjoyed her spirit in that she wasn't afraid. She wanted to go after and she wanted to figure out who her stalker was. But it was scary at the beginning, and I love how Aiden always comes in at the right moment to save her.
Mm-hmm. I did like that part.
Yeah. But you know me, I'm a big fan of damsels in distress stories, so this is why I fell in love with the mummy when we were younger.
That's true.
I was surprised at who the stalker turned out to be.
Yes.
Which we won't say. We don't want to give that away. But yes. But like you mentioned before we started, Lynn is the author we interviewed that said she doesn't ever know who actually did it until she gets to the end and decides who she wants.
Who she wants it to be.
To be.
She does a really good job.
I kind of thought who the stalker ended up being, like he came and delivered the basket, the gift basket. Christmas gift basket with the goodies in it.
You thought he was the stalker?
Well, no, my thought was I just had a feeling like don't eat or drink anything that's in that basket.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I kept thinking in my mind, there's just something.
I didn't.
That's what I thought of when, you know, and then afterwards, you know, but yeah.
That threw me for sure.
Because there were several possibilities it could be. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No. Mm-hmm. She's really good at the suspense part, trying to, you know, figure out who it is.
Yeah. Anything else from the story that you really like? I loved Aiden. I thought he was a great hero.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. But he's the chief of police, right? Mm-hmm. In their little town. So the problem is, since I've read this, I've started reading her newest series. The Badge of Honor series, which is about a group of policemen in another small town, not the same small town. So I'm starting to get my stories mixed up.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I don't think any of these characters were in her series we read.
No, she told me these were like a standalone set of Christmas novellas, but they're in the same town.
Yes.
So they have similar characters that way. But I highly recommend them. If you're looking for just a quick Christmas fun, suspenseful read, Tiff would not classify as fun, then I would highly, highly recommend.
And this. I got these at the library, too.
Oh.
So I was able to get them off of Amazon. So.
Oh, nice. Yeah. At your library?
Yes.
People can check them out.
Yep. At all three branches. So.
And your library can't keep her books on their shelves, right?
No, because I cataloged the first three in the Triumph Over Adversity, and then the other three were the Ranger one, and they're just like checked out, reshelving constantly. So I got the rest of the series done. So
I just started her Ranger series.
That brings up a good point. When I was trying to, for last year for her books, mm-hmm. I was trying to get them through the Libby app. And one of them just now became available for me, like last week. And that was, what, months ago?
Yeah.
They had a long wait list on Libby, too. Yeah. So,
yeah.
I had read it on my Kindle, but I was.
Yes.
But yeah.
I was going to say, if you have the Kindle app, I think almost all her books are in the Kindle Unlimited.
Yeah.
That's how I got them. You can
mm-hmm.
read
but
them.
But I always try to check the Libby, you know, too. But,
yeah. Yes. Yes.
Yeah, I tend to bounce between the two.
Mm-hmm.
But that's awesome. Well, good for Lynn. That's exciting. She's going to love to hear that. Okay, now something else we're doing special for these, because these are short books. I'm not saying there's a lot of meat there, but they move really fast. So it's a little different than when we talk about novels. So we added in, because it's our Christmas episodes, we each brought little tradition, like treats that are tradition in our family. And for us, we get to do, like, there's three of us in one family here, so we're getting all of our Christmas treats early. Because some of our books have traditions in them, like family traditions that they share and different things like that. So, like, Holly's was always being decorated, like, to the max. Does anybody else decorate to the max?
No. Not necessarily.
No.
Or you have someone in your family that does?
Grandpa did.
Grandpa did.
Oh, yeah. Thousands of lights.
Yes.
I had to laugh because one year there was a younger guy in the neighborhood that tried to outdo him, and he's like, that young pup, he don't know what he's getting into. Grandpa's got lights everywhere.
Yes.
Yes. But do you remember they used to also put jugs with candles in them
down up the driveway.
Their driveway?
Yeah. And light them on Christmas Eve.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Tiff, do you have someone in your family that goes all out?
When my grandma was alive, she really did go all out for all of us. I remember walking into her, she would get the tinsel on the tree mm-hmm. and everybody's stockings. And there was, eight grandkids at the time, I think. But I remember her, it was like a drop down room like this kind of, and then she had a tree in the corner. Half the room was filled with presents. Like, it was it was just huge. Like, she just went all out for us all the time.
Wow.
So, and then she'd have a big, you know, Christmas spread for everybody in the other room. And I remember her and Grandpa had the big stockings. So, like, we'd all try to fill up their stockings. We'd all bring little stuff and try to fill up their giant stockings.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, that's so cute.
That's what I remember. So, my mom tries to do the same thing, but we got so many grandkids. I don't know how they do it.
Yeah, that is hard when you get so many, right, Mom?
Yeah.
So we always do Christmas Eve. That's always my mom's day, is Christmas Eve. We don't do anything else. We go to Mom's. So.
Yeah. Our grandpa wasn't really on the presents. It was like he was like the Clark Griswold, you know, light man.
Yeah, so, that's awesome.
But I mean, they did do gifts, but yeah. Aww. It's so fun to hear what other people do and like what their traditions are. And Mom and Dad initially wanted all of us girls, there's six of us girls, to have six kids as well so that they could have 36 grandchildren.
Yeah.
We all were like, you're crazy. That was not going to happen. The most anyone had was three.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you, are you kind of glad you don't have to buy for 36 grandchildren?
Yeah. Yes. We weren't thinking.
No, you guys just love having big families. That's what it is. So, yeah. Excuse me, you're not supposed to start eating until we choose our snack for the book.
Oh, sorry. I don't think, did she say that beforehand?
She did.
What did you snack on?
My grandpa's Chex Mix that I made.
Okay, we'll make that our treat of the book for Christmas Danger. So we'll all try it and see what we think.
I don't think you said to wait.
Did it turn out like grandpa's, you think?
Well, I don't think it's as good as grandpa's, but grandpa made it for years and just
kind of seasoning.
It's the Chex Mix original. So it's butter, Worcestershire sauce.
Worcestershire?
Whatever that sauce is called. Seasoned salt, and garlic powder.
Mm.
It's like the original one that was on the box, like way.
I like it.
Back in the day. Yeah.
Does it taste good?
Mm-hmm. Tastes like
peppers. Sorry, I'm too.
It tastes like peppers.
It does. It's just not as strong.
Yeah.
Yes. He messed around with them a lot, you know, mm-hmm. like.
I know.
Was he a garlic man?
Yeah.
Like the garlic?
Like he really.
Well, and he liked. He would do a mild and a hot.
Mm. And they had he had the one for the hot, which I didn't do hot. But then he had a recipe where he wrote for like 24 cups and how much to use. I just followed the original one. So.
Yeah, but then even on his recipe, he would say, well, you know, I wrote that down, but, you know, I fiddle with it every time. Not exact.
So what do you think it needs more of?
Well, Papaw.
What were
always,
the seasonings again?
He would always add different sauce. Stuff. He would always mm-hmm. add, like he added Bugles, and then he added oyster crackers one year. And he added
The Bugles and the Cheez-Its aren't original. He added that.
Yeah.
And it had seasoning salt, garlic powder, and the butter is the sauce.
I bet it's the seasoning salt.
Okay, it was like a teaspoon and a half, or a teaspoon and a quarter, I think is what the rest.
A lot of seasoning.
That's what it called for.
You think that's a lot?
But,
I think you overseason.
It probably like I didn't follow the measurements exactly. Mm-hmm. Like you said, a cup of nuts, but by the time you poured that, I just dumped the whole container and you added Bugles and Cheez-Its. So I probably should have added a little more butter, a little more of everything. Just
still
to kind
good.
Of,
yeah,
it's like good.
It's still good.
Yeah, it's good.
But Grandpa made that for how many years for us at Christmas
goodness.
Time and
And then he'd send us home with big bags of it.
Yes, yeah. yes.
He was kind of a pro professional.
He was known for his
Chex Mix maker. Yeah.
He was known for it.
And then he would make smaller batches of the spicy because only certain people in the family like. Mm-hmm. One time, he didn't realize Derek liked spicy. And Derek was munching on it. He goes, oh, you're one of the spicy ones, huh? So. I mean, Dad and Grandpa will eat things like they'll be beet red and sweat pouring. Mm-hmm. That's how spicy they like.
Oh, goodness.
I'm like, I don't understand the point of torturing yourself with food. Right? It's meant to be enjoyed.
Yes.
I concur.
Not this spicy. All right. Yes, very good job. Thanks for bringing the Chex Mix.
You're welcome.
It's
you're
the
welcome.
Only thing on our plate here.
That's semi-healthy.
That's semi-healthy and salty and not sweet.
Yes.
Everything else. Anyway, so if you guys stick around for each of our Christmas novella episodes, you will get to find out about every piece of food on our plate in front of us this morning. All right, so real quick, let's go through our ratings. What would you rate the romance level in Christmas Danger?
Oh, mocha?
Yeah, I'd say mocha.
Mm-hmm. I'd go mocha, too. It was medium.
Medium, okay.
What would you rate the inspirational level?
Mocha?
I would do mocha, too.
Yeah.
It was in there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, mocha. It was in there. Just not real strong.
Mm-hmm. Good about sprinkling it in and not beating you over the head with it, which makes it more entertaining. How about the mystery level?
A latte.
Yeah, latte.
I agree. It's a latte because you can't figure it out. She's so good at that. Mm-hmm. She's so good at that. How about the suspense level?
Latte.
A latte? Triple latte?
Latte.
I love it.
I'm sure Tiffany was jumping out of her skin at any little noise. Like,
by the way, I talked to Lynn later on after our series because she listened through our discussions of her other books. And when she goes, I can't believe you made Tiffany read my book. I said, she didn't have to.
The things I do for friendship, you know.
What best friends do. I'm just expanding your reading.
I would have never read them otherwise.
Yeah,
you know
that's right.
Now I know what to do when people give me a basket of goodies. Don't.
Don't eat those or drink them.
It's a bad guy. Ask Jessica first.
Yes.
Or give them to Jessica.
Oh! That bag of That bag of goodies was not in this one. That's why you're throwing me off.
Oh, that's what I keep thinking. Threat. Okay. I was like, I thought it was the next one.
But... I was like, I'm not following the goodies, but maybe I forgot.
Oh, this is the one with, well, what's this one then? I'm on the wrong one. Wait a minute.
This is, remember, Holly is a social worker. She helps the elderly out with different things. And there was someone after one of the ladies that she was helping.
Mm-hmm. Wow, I totally forgot about that. Because I was like, you were talking about, I'm like, I think you're on the wrong book, Melissa. Because this one has the barn. Never mind, I was on the wrong book.
That is hilarious. Okay, do your ratings stand?
Yeah, the ratings stay the same. I just forgot. I was on the wrong one.
Oh yeah. My God. That's why I said triple latte, because I thought it was other people, and then it turned out to be.
I probably should reread that one again, because that one, I'm thinking of this one.
Okay, but still, well, we'll go. I'll to give that you one any next. Basket that I get.
Okay.
What's your overall lasso rating of Christmas Danger by Lynn Shannon?
3 lassos.
I'm gonna do 3 lassos just because I read it. It kept me hooked. Even though it's not my genre, it like I had to finish it like in one reading. So,
yeah,
hooked and hogtied.
Awesome. What do you think, Mom?
3. 3.
Mm-hmm. I would agree. It's 3. She does such a good job of hooking you, and then you can't put it down. And since they're novellas, you get them done like so fast.
Mm-hmm.
Which is my kind of scary book.
Fast. Hurry up and get through it.
Thanks for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If so, please consider sharing our podcast. Every share helps us reach more readers and authors like you. Until next time, happy and blessed reading and writing.